giants that flew on jets. An A-list actress who was never walked off sets. She loved stuffed animals, especially bears. Was a role model like a card, no two of pairs. A patriotic tomboy like Mary Ellen from the Waltons. And former lifeguard who had the skills of a dolphin. When I met her, she was in drama school and wore bangles. Drove a Bronco and she was far from star spangled. Had basic skills and worked part-time in mills. Raised buffaloes, plus she was behind in bills. Had a man who always roared like lions. A domestic violent cat who tackled the girl and kept her crying. Couldn't care, she was losing her hair. From depression, she was in the air. And there was some room for interceptions. I told her to stay strong, not to be ashamed. You're a 10IC, just need to tighten your game. Her ancestors were chiefs who ran with running deer. They sailed with the Seahawks who battled the Buccaneers. Their redskin garments were suede coat liners. Held rare coins, frequently sought from gold miners. They were hard-working warriors, we call overtimers. Shot plenty arrows at cowboys and 49ers. An interesting background, but quite unusual. Great for a script, but out of bounds for a musical. Told me to call her if I came to town. I started texting her soon as my plane to touch down. Holding my luggage in the hand that revealed the bad scar. She pulled up at arrivals driving a Jaguar. Her brown skin was soft, her legs beautifully shaven. Her house was fly, sitting on the roof was a raven. As we entered, I heard laughter. She walked into a large living room, I went after. And there was two of her girlfriends playing chess like they were Vikings. Militant as panthers, their resemblance was striking. Had on thongs, high heels, and belts that was garters. Energized like phones that just came off the charger. I introduced myself to gang yardage, cause anything less than smooth would have been straight up garbage. The shorter one met me when I had a sky pager. Thought I rolled with robbers, stealers, and panty raiders. She picked fruit from the orange bowl, it was in season. One of them said she loved juice and kept squeezing. I knew that I was gonna get wine and dine. It would have been a penalty not to pass the scrimmage line. Now I'm laid back and relaxed, waiting for the kickoff. One removed the lip gloss like she was about to lick off. She caressed me with fingertips soft as velvet, dying for me to pack her as she stroked my helmet. And I was thinking these girls were saints, but it was first and ten, and there was extra walls to paint. Before you know it, I had all three in a huddle, bucking like a colt before I released them puddles. They spread eagles like wide receivers as I ran them in the end zone, and they became true believers.
Reality.